the Russian government continues its push to shutter a church. An evangelist talks about missed opportunities for missions. And what do you think of when you hear the word adopt a pal? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the world condemns Russia's annexation of Crimea, Ukraine, a church in Russia is being forced to close. Russian Ministries' Wade Kusak says the Harvest Church of St. Petersburg received devastating news.
The church was liquidated because government decided that the church conducted not registered educational activity.
Those activities were weekday Bible classes for church members' children. The liquidation stripped the church of its registration, making it illegal for members to meet. Is this a trend? Kusak says,
in some regions, evangelical churches are still relatively free to proclaim the gospel and to share good news with the local people. But in a different region, you can observe completely different story, like St. Petersburg in the region.
Russians are asking for scripture. Support Russian Ministry's scripture distribution program. Next, South Sudan's refugees are the forgotten among the forgotten, and their numbers are still growing. Over 700,000 people have been displaced by violence, and it's getting worse. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says the troubles hit them, too.
Our teams have actually temporarily evacuated in recent months because of some of that violence. And so it does impact the translation process and the teams directly. But the way we approach this strategically is to just continue to seize whatever opportunities arise.
Opportunities like working with the refugee population. But this is just a symptom of a deeper problem.
This is what makes Bible translation so urgent, so that people can hear, they can understand, they can dialogue with God, hear God's truth to them, to speak into their situation and change their hearts so that they can then change their own nation.
Bible translation work continues despite war. You can help be a part of the solution. Our web story has links and details. This is Mission Network News. When the government stands still as thousands fall prey to violence, who can you trust? E3 Partners tells us how Nigerian Christians must ask this question when facing violence from the Boko Haram and their neighbors as well. Last week, there were two separate village attacks, the second resulting in 100 Christians killed. The Fulani herdsmen are blamed there. Pray for the government to act and for the persecutors to come to Christ. Meanwhile, some people think the Great Commission is only for overseas missionaries. According to Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, that view often leads to missed opportunities.
There is like this Grand Canyon between the world of the American church and the first mission field that there ever was in North America, which is Native Americans. And there's this total disconnect. They're off the radar. And God, I think, is saying to some of us, would you be the voice? Would you speak for these people in your church and awaken people?
RHM brings the hope of Christ to reservations across the U.S. and Canada. Find resources to connect your church and the Native American community at our website. Ask the Lord if He's calling you to speak up.
What's desperately needed are some people who will be advocates for Native Americans in your church.
And when you hear the words adopt a pal, what comes to mind? You may picture pet adoption, but Chris and Maggie Hostetter have something else in mind. They're serving God in Papua New Guinea with New Tribes Mission, translating scripture for, get this, the pal people. You can adopt a pal family to pray for in the coming months. We'll connect you with resources at our website. Today, you can pray the pal people will be receptive to the gospel message. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Casting Crowns' new CD called Thrive when you support Mission Network News.
It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you a copy of Casting Crowns' CD, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.